Good day, America. Big L, Next Level Sports, have got Gabe doing the update thing. Today's brief is dedicated to the life, the legacy of the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on August the 28th, the year 1963, in Washington, D.C., on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. He shared with us his love for life and his love for all people when he delivered the greatest speech ever written, I Have a Dream, oh my! For the life and legacy of the late Dr. Martin Luther King is forever instilled in me, oh, I have a dream. While today is Monday, January the 20th, the year 2025, and Big L Next Level Sports have got Gabe doing the update thing, featuring college football, the national championship game, the NFL divisional playoff, the NBA, and college basketball have got Gabe on to the scoreboard. We go for that top 25 show, the number one ranked Auburn Tigers took out Georgia 70-68. The number two ranked Iowa State Cyclones went to West Virginia and got beat. All the Mountaineers took out Iowa State 64-57. Boston College, the Eagles played host to the number three ranked Duke Blue Devils and got beat down. Duke all over Boston College 88-63. Number four ranked Alabama took on the number eight ranked Kentucky Wildcats and beat them 102-97. The number five ranked Florida Gators took out the Texas Longhorns. They beat them 84-60. While number six, the Tennessee Volunteers went to Vanderbilt and got beat. The Commodores beat them 76-75. The Xavier Musketeers went to Marquette and took out the number seven ranked Golden Eagles. They beat them 59-57. Wow, who would have thought that would happen? Oh my, the Kansas State Wildcats and the number nine ranked Kansas Jayhawks got it on in the Battle of Kansas. The Kansas Jayhawks took out the Kansas State Wildcats. They beat them 84-74. While the number 10 ranked Houston Cougars have got game. They went to Orlando and took out the University of Central Florida. They beat them 69-68. What a finish that was. Oh, the LSU Tigers and the number 11 ranked Texas A&M Aggies got it on. The Aggies won it 68-57. The number 17 ranked Purdue Boilermakers and the number 13 ranked Oregon Ducks got on. The Boilermakers took out the Ducks 65-58. The number 14 ranked UConn Huskies played host to the Creighton Blue Jays. Creighton beat them 68-63. The Mississippi State Bulldogs ranked number 15 played host to their in-state rival, the number 21 Ole Miss Running Rebels. The game in overtime affair, Mississippi State took out Ole Miss 84-81. Wow, what a game and what a finish. Now check this. The unranked Santa Clara Broncos were on the road at Gonzaga taking on the Bulldogs and they beat them. Oh my, Santa Clara took out Gonzaga 103-99. Who would have thought? Oh, the USC Trojans played host to the Wisconsin Badgers and got badgered. Oh my, Wisconsin took out USC 84-69. All those games were on Saturday. And yesterday, on Sunday, there were four more games in the top 25. All the number 19 ranked Illinois Fighting Illini on the road at number 12, Michigan State. Oh, my. And the Michigan State Spartans won it 80-78. Over Illinois. Check this. The number 18 ranked Memphis Tigers on the road at Charlotte. Oh my, Memphis took out Charlotte 77-68. Northwestern, the Wildcats, and the number 20 ranked Michigan Wolverines got on. Michigan won it 80-76. The TCU Horned Frogs and the number 25 Baylor Bears got on. TCU won it 74-71 over Baylor. Wow, what a weekend for college basketball. Hold on tight. Big L's on the mic. Coming up, the NBA have got game doing that Sunday thing. Hey, welcome back all to the NBA. We go for that Sunday show. Now check this. Oh, there were seven games yesterday, and the NBA have got game. Those seven games, and all of them were won by 10 or more points. Now check this. Oh, the Kings played host to the Wizards. Islanders and beat them 123-100. Sabonis led the scoring for the winning Kings with 29 points. Jonas had 23 points in a losing effort for the losing Wizards. Oh, the Portland Trail Blazers and the Chicago Bulls got it on in Portland. The Trail Blazers won it 113-102. Henderson led the scoring for the winning Trail Blazers with 25 points. Levine had 27 points in a losing effort for the losing Bulls. Oh, the Spurs went to Miami and got beat down. The Heat took out the Spurs 128-107. Oh, Ware led the scoring for the winning Heat with 25 points. Vassell had 23 points in a losing effort for the losing Spurs. The Denver Nuggets went to Orlando and took out the Magic 113-100. Jokic led the scoring for the winning Nuggets with 20 points. Carter had just 16 points in a losing effort for the losing Magic. Oh, the Sixers went to Milwaukee and got beat down. The Bucks beat 123-109. Giannis led the scoring for the winning Bucks with 34 points. And Maxey had 37 points in a losing effort for the losing Sixers. Oh, to Oklahoma City we go for a beat down show. The Oklahoma City Thunder played host to the Brooklyn Nets and beat them like they stole something. The Thunder beat them 127-101. Julius led the scoring for the winning Thunder with 27 points. Martin had just 15 points in a losing effort for the losing Nets. Oh, in the Battle of Los Angeles, the Clippers played host to the Lakers and beat them 116-102. Powell led the scoring for the winning Clippers with 22 points. LeBron James had 25 points in a losing effort for the losing Lakers. Wow, what a beatdown Sunday for the NFL. Oh, let's take a pause for the cause coming up. The NFL, the divisional playoff games, the winners receiving tickets to the championship games. Hey, welcome back all. Let's go next level, baby, to the NFL divisional playoff. We go, and what a show. Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs played host to the Houston Texans, and what a host they were. The Chiefs led it 13-6 at the half, but the Texans came back strong. They won the third quarter, and going into the fourth quarter, Texans were still in it. The score, the Chiefs led it 13-12. Oh, my! And did it happen in the fourth quarter? The Texans got a safety. Normally, when a team gets a safety, the game is a beat-down affair. But this game, the safety did not matter, for it made no difference. It was only 2 points, and that was the last 2 points the Texans would score in the game. The Kansas City Chiefs, featuring Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, stole the show. Check this. Mahomes, as he was falling to his knees, he hit Kelce for an 11-yard touchdown pass, while the Kansas City Chiefs took out the Houston Texans 23-14. Now let's check these stats. C.J. Stroud for the Houston Texans, a loser. He was 19-28 for 245 yards. Oh, Mahomes. Oh, he was 16-25, 177 yards, one TD, and the win. Oh, my. Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs are right back in the AFC Championship game. Oh, my. Well, I'll take on Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Oh, my. I can't wait to see it. Wow, in that other AFC divisional game, all the Buffalo Bills played host to Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Fans, check this. I'm going to keep it real with you. Some of you guys, right, are saying that this game would tell you who the league MVP was. Nah. That didn't matter. For you see, Lamar Jackson is already the league MVP. No doubt about it. His stats completely outweigh those stats of Josh Allen. Oh, my. So I think those honors belong to Lamar Axon Jackson. Oh, but that's one thing, and the game is another. Now check this. The Bills led it 21-10 at the half. Axon Jackson appeared to be in disarray, and I seen it before. In big games, he has no game. He's a loser. The Bills lost the third quarter. They didn't win the fourth quarter, but they did win the game. The Buffalo Bills took out the Baltimore Ravens. They beat them 27-25. by Lamar Jackson for the losing Ravens with 18 of 25 for 254 yards and 2 TDs and 1 interception. Now check this. Josh Allen, the quarterback for the winning Buffalo Bills, was 16 of 22 for 127 yards and the win. While the Buffalo Bills took out the Baltimore Ravens 27 to 25 and will take on the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Oh my, I can't wait to see it. Oh, let's take a pause for the calls coming up. The NFC Divisional Games. Oh, my! Hey, welcome back. All the NFC Divisional Playoff Games have got game. To Philly we go for the Rams and Eagles show. And what a show it was. Oh, my! As the snow was falling and the Rams stayed in it. Oh, the Rams stayed in it, but they could not win it. Now, check this. The Eagles led it 13-10 at the half. And the Rams won the third quarter, but they lost the fourth quarter and they lost the game. The Eagles took out the Rams 28-22 and won tickets to the NFC Championship game, where they take on Jalen Daniels and the Washington Commanders all next weekend in Philly. Oh, my, I can't wait to see it. But hold up. Wait a minute. Oh, we got to put the Commanders in it. No doubt about it. Oh, to Detroit we go, and what a show. Check this. The winners of the game would receive tickets to the NFC Championship game, where they take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, my. Oh, the Commanders led it 31-21 at the half. And I knew at that point that the Lions would no longer be in it, and they would not win it. I could tell by the look on Goff's face. He was in pain, and he needed a shot. Did he get it? I don't know, but I do know this. It did not matter. The Commanders won the fourth quarter, outscoring the Lions 14-3, and they won the game 41-31, and tickets to the NFC Championship game. We're going to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Now check this. To the stats we go, and what a show. Jared Goff for the losing Lions. Oh, he was 23 of 40 for 313 yards, 1 TD, and he threw 3 interceptions. Oh, my! And Jalen Daniels, the quarterback for the winning Commanders. Oh, he was 22 of 31 for 299,000 yards. So it seemed he also had 2 TDs and the win. And what a rookie season for Jalen Daniels. And the Washington Commanders have got game doing the playoff thing. Oh, they'll take on the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game. Oh, my. Oh, what a divisional weekend it was for the NFL. Oh, my. You gotta love it. Hold on tight. Big L's on the mic. Coming up, college football have got game doing the national championship thing. Oh, my. Hey, welcome back all to Atlanta, Georgia. We go Mercedes-Benz Stadium, all for the game of games, the college football national championship game tonight. The Ohio State Buckeyes and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish will get it on. Oh, my, for the national championship. Oh, who would have thought that the Buckeyes would be in it? That Notre Dame would be in it. Oh, my. Oh, these are two powerhouse programs. No doubt about it. Oh, their history is long and distinguished. Oh, my. You know, the Buckeyes, oh, they have the only two-time winning Heisman Trophy winner. Oh, my. Oh, that's Archie Griffin. And I'm sure he'll be in the house. And the Fighting Irish. Oh, and Hopalong Cassidy. And all those famous players. Oh, my. I got to tell you, this is truly the game of games. All the quarterbacks. Howard for the Buckeyes. All the stats on the season. 292 of 402 for more than 3,700 yards. 33 TDs and 10 interceptions. Leonard for the Fighting Irish. 272 out of 372. Oh, my. For more than 2,600 yards. 19 TDs and 8 interceptions. Wow. We all know that the Notre Dame Fighting Irish have got got game. The Ohio State Buckeyes have got game. For this is the game of games. Oh, my. The national championship game. The kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. tonight. Live in Atlanta, Georgia at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's the college football national championship game. The Ohio State Buckeyes and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish will get it on. Oh, my. Big L Next Level Sports have got game doing the update thing. Email your questions or comments to nextlevelsports57@gmail.com. Have a great, safe day. Big L Next Level Sports have got game.